It's time to introduce the new North Dakota Winter Show manager, Brandy Moore. Brandy, tell us where you come from and what your previous experience has been.
I'm from Arkansas. I've been here 4 years now. This will be my fourth winter. That's how I judge that and base that time frame is this will be my fourth winter. From Arkansas, I worked for federal government and state government as an accountant and budget analyst for years and years, but grew up on a ranch, rodeo, all the familiar stuff, agriculture. So then when my daughter graduated, I went into rodeo production with a company out of Oklahoma, pretty much full time, and produced a lot of the bigger rodeos, and still have, up until recently, Denver Stock Show, San Angelo, Nampa, Idaho.
Okay.
Yes, we have Bailey Pro Rodeo. Started with the Bailey Company out of Oklahoma. That's how I got my start with Lisa and David Bailey.
Okay.
And so then they sold that pro card to the guys here in North Dakota, Five Star, Bailey, Shane Gunderson, and a couple more partners. So that's how I kind of got my start. So there's a lot of history there in that Bailey Company.
Just a lot.
My family runs a pretty good sized ranch in Arkansas with about 500 head of mama cows, two feedlots. So,
okay. I
started to mention earlier in our livestock meeting for the North Star Classic when they were talking about getting judges that I was, of course, in FFA and I was on the livestock judging team. My senior year in high school in Little Rock, Arkansas, I was the Arkansas State Champion Livestock Judger.
Woo-hoo.
So I can judge them cows if they need an extra judge, you know. But, yeah, so that's
might be a little bipartisan.
But probably would. Better not do that. But that's my claim to fame for the state of Arkansas, that I was a champion livestock judger. And I'm good either way. However, I've not been involved in cattle shows. That's not something that I've been involved in other than judging throughout high school. So this has been interesting to step in and watch Kelsey and help her. My part in the North Star Classic is the financials. You know, I'll cover that, manage the people, and do all that. But Kelsey and she's got Jackie on board helping for the classic itself and all of the events that go along with that. I think the way that the Winter Show has grown in the past few years, and I've only really been involved in it in the past two, from the Bailey side with having the contract for the rodeo. But I've been here throughout the whole winter show and kind of seen how it flows. You know, the previous winter show manager, Tess Klein, she built some amazing things into what is the winter show now that happened in 20 and 21. There were some additions that were great and very beneficial, I believe. And I think that, you know, if we build on the changes that she made, like with the bid call contest and things like that were new additions, you know, I think we can continue to make it grow, not just level off and stay that way. I think we can continue to make that grow. And that is my goal, is just to make it better. Keep it growing. You don't want to lose your traditions and your history. You don't ever want to lose those. You want to build off of those, in my opinion. So if we can continue to build off of what's already been done here, which has been amazing things, then we'll just continue to make the show better every year. I want to incorporate new ideas and new events and new things, but still hold on to our history.
And the North Star Classic used to be a really, really big cattle show.
Yes.
Now it's, you know, it's much, much smaller than
right.
participation. But what do you hope to see in the future?
I know just in setting in that meeting this morning, which was my first meeting about the North Star, that the group is working to build that back again and make it a bigger show. And I think we're going to see that this year even, that there will be more cattle here, there will be a larger show, the sale is going to be bigger, you know, and to build on that cattleman's ball in the interest, you know, especially with North Dakota Stockmen's Association involved and get a lot more involvement in that. And, you know, when things go, not necessarily go downhill, but when the attendees and the cattle shows, when that all backs off a little bit, then you know what your potential is. And having Kelsey on board for that to help that to grow, when she's got that experience, and plus you've got Whitney Vogel, who is on the board, who is a cattle lady in the industry here. So you've got a lot of great people involved in making that build back up and grow even further. And my part in the North Star Classic as of now is just to help manage that and help these folks to make it bigger. You know, they've got some amazing packages put together for the auction during the Cattleman's Ball. You know, I think this year is going to be better even than what it has been in the past couple years, and we will grow off of that. And I hope to keep Kelsey in my pocket on this event for the future.
There's this perception out there from some of us who are older, I'll include me in this, that, after the North Dakota Winter Show is done, you guys are done.
Sure.
You don't have anything else to do. But that's not the case.
That's not the case.
Because over the last few years, you have a monthly show.
We do.
And tell us a little bit about that as
we
far
do.
As what the Winter Show does.
Absolutely.
Outside of the North Dakota Winter Show in March and outside of the North Star Classic in December.
Sure. You know, in having the title as the North Dakota Winter Show manager, that's pretty... maybe not a correct title, because it's more like the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center Manager, because this is a whole event center. You know, we rent out for a lot of different things. My goodness, in April we have a North Dakota Junior High rodeo that goes on here for the weekend. There are rabbit shows. In January, there's a gun show. There are gun shows. There are rabbit shows. This coming weekend, there is a bull sale happening. There is also the 50-50 Futurity horse show and that event that goes on this weekend. So there's sometimes a couple events per weekend, and that's scattered throughout the year. So this event center, you know, it is a great facility to have in North Dakota and in this area. And it, you know, we want to utilize it. We want to utilize that. But there are many events that goes on, barrel racings, team ropings, you know, different things that this event center is used for. Plus, we have the exhibit hall, and we get calls on a regular basis, and I was only here for those 3 weeks in my interim as doing the high school rodeo. There were calls on a regular basis about renting the South Exhibit Hall. Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing, and we want to utilize this and continue to generate the income and the people to use it. You know, it's what we're here for.
There's the new North Dakota Winter Show manager, Brandy Moore.